I'm John Last, founder and president of Sports and Leisure Research Group, and welcome to a special breaking news edition of Drivers. You know, mergers and acquisitions can be game-changing. And on July 6th, there was a significant announcement in the golf industry that we're fortunate enough today to have the principals involved with the merging firms with us to tell us more about it. As those who followed our work at SLRG and this podcast over the past several years know, the golf course operations sector of the industry has seen a proliferation of tech stack solutions and innovations aimed at generating greater efficiencies and bringing the power of better real-time information to facility owners and operators. On Monday, two of the more prominent technology companies closed a significant deal that will bring together two of the more impressive young entrepreneurs in the golf tech space. I'm speaking specifically about leading demand and revenue management solution Notify and their acquisition of Metolius Golf, an operations data aggregator and analytics platform. Today, we're joined by Notify founder and co-CEO Jake Gordon and Metolius' Ross Liggett. Jake, it's great to have you back on Drivers. And Ross, after some memorable conversations, including a particularly memorable one that I recall us having under the falls at Niagara, Canada, I'm thrilled to have you on the podcast, particularly under these circumstances. Guys, welcome to Drivers.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Pleasure to be here, John.
So not everybody listening may be familiar with each of your companies, and I'd love to start with some quick overviews on each of the businesses.
Yeah, perfect. Happy to kick it off. So, John, great to have you. I'm Jake, the co-founder of Notify. What we do is help golfers play more easily and accessibly directly at their favorite clubs and help golf course operators capture all of the pent-up revenue that exists and protect any inventory that might perish. And we do that really with what we describe as a holistic revenue management platform, underneath which we have a bunch of capabilities. We have a digital waitlist, a confirmation flow, analytics and AI capabilities as well. All that's just designed, again, to delight the golfer and drive more revenue to the golf course operator. We're a young company, about 3.5, 4 years old, but we've reached over 1,000 golf courses today. We are proud to support about 80 of the top 200 resorts and roughly 7 of the top 10 multi-course operators to, again, drive more performance and delight their customers.
Excellent. Ross, tell us a little bit about the great business you've built over the last several years.
Thank you. We founded Metolius in 2019. Prior to that, I had spent the vast majority of my career working for multi-course operators. And Metolius has a very specific mission, and that's to help greengrass golf operators more efficiently. And we do that through helping them manage their data. So we integrate with many of the modern cloud-based systems that are in use at golf courses. So point of sale system, tee sheet, weather, marketing communications, CRM, customer feedback. We aggregate and normalize all of that information into a set of reports that operators, multi-course operators, single operators can utilize to understand what's happening in their business without spending a lot of time kind of coming up with and assembling all of that intelligence to make strong data-driven decisions.
Obviously, some really great potential synergies that the two companies will create as a single entity. I'd love to unpack a little bit about, first, the journey that you took to get to this point. Perhaps, Ross, you can speak to that, and then Jake, a little bit of the strategic vision going forward.
Yeah, well, super exciting time for us. You know, our vision when we founded the company was that we were going to help operators organize their data. And as AI kind of came onto the scene, we were going to be well positioned to help the industry take advantage of, you know, AI changing the way that most businesses operate. And so, you know, in some ways, we've kind of been waiting in the wings for a lot of the things that have happened over the last 6 months to come to fruition. But we're very excited about the prospect of what all of this data and all of this combined technology means for the golf industry and the ability for us to operate more efficiently, you know, make it more straightforward for everybody that works in the industry and ultimately keep this golf boom we're in going, right? And not return to maybe what it looked like in 08 or 09.
So the vision going forward, Jake, you've always been somebody that struck me with your vision that defies, your years in the business. I used to like to say you reminded me of a younger me, but I think you've actually surpassed that. So what's the vision going forward?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's combining the best, what we call demand side technology, and that's really all the different workflows that touch the golfer's journey to book. So everything from discovery through actually transacting at the golf course and making that as efficient and seamless as possible. That's where Notify really sees ourselves focusing, is those customer workflows. And then where Metolius and Ross comes in is their expertise on what we describe as the supply side. Everything that happens after the transaction from a data point of view, understanding your customer, understanding the insights and trends that are going on today and are locked behind silos. If we can give one golf course operator effectively like a command and control center of all of their data, while also optimizing their customer experience, we think it's going to be very impactful. And the reason we think that is we already share probably 200 mutual customers who are using the combined platform today. So if I think about, Landscapes Golf Management, if I think about Ron Jaworski Golf, if I think about RTJ Trail, and many, many, many more, these are some of the leading operators who today use both of our systems and they use them in isolation. Obviously, we collaborate. But if we can combine arms and build a new technology together that makes their lives better, that's a win-win. And so for us, we've known about Ross for many years, as almost anyone in the golf business has, seeing him be a leader in AI and data management. And as we've both grown together, those conversations started to happen, which was, hey, what if these kind of two separate puzzle pieces, which operators are using separately, were one, how much more impactful could we be? And that's where, conversations evolved from there. Obviously, a benefit is just complementary skill sets as well, right? Ross is an operator by training. He's a data scientist with incredible expertise in areas we don't have. Whereas what we have in some areas are a lot of B2B software experience, especially with software engineering and our team that we think can complement each other really nicely.
And I think from my perspective, John, it's been 7 years. I spent close to 15 years in operations. I feel like I spent the first 6 years of Metolius also in operations, just serving as a vendor. But for the last year and a half or so, I've been much more of an entrepreneur than someone who's on the ground helping operators solve problems. And this allows me to kind of get back to my roots and really work with my team and the analysts and really get to solving problems and not worry so much about the minutiae of, also being an entrepreneur and everything that comes along with that.
It's that classic battle between working on the business and working in the business. So I'm
Yeah.
glad you've been able to focus where you need to go. And it kind of leads to something that obviously any time you see an amalgamation of two disparate organizations, there's certain cultural challenges or fusion issues that need to be addressed. Talk, if you will, to how you see the new organizational structure. I don't know if that's been already kind of formulated, but how will the combined businesses look to serve and expand its reach in the facility operations and tech space?
Yeah, happy to touch on that. I think for us, we're most excited about investing in Metolius and what Ross has already built, and amplifying the impact, both investing in technology and more capabilities. We have a robust engineering team that we can pull from on day one to help with. And the other thing is helping with further distribution. Really, when you talk to golf course operators who use Metolius, they're talking about this as the core system that they couldn't live without to run their business. We think more courses should be using the technology. And fortunately, we have a great go-to-market team as well that we think can help amplify the impact far and beyond what we're already seeing today with his portfolio. So, day one, I think we're pulling some of resources from the Notify business to immediately help distribute Metolius and expand the great product he's already built.
So, it's interesting. We at Sports and Leisure Research Group used to, just released the National Golf Course Owners Association Golf Business Pulse, and our insights have always advocated and echoed that facility operator demand is there and growing for integrated operational tech solutions, as well as more efficient and smarter use of real-time behavioral data that can be layered onto that attitudinal data that firms like ours specialize in. We continue to see that as an opportunity. It's one that is, certainly fraught with some fragmented solutions. Speak more to this and more from a macro standpoint. What are you guys seeing in terms of how the combined businesses will address this, perhaps closing fragmentation, but ways that are differentiated from what else is out there?
Sure. I think there's a lot of ways. We could probably have a whole podcast just on this one. So I think I'll start with just the real problem, right? Disparate data, fragmented systems, not a lot of integration, and frankly, not a lot of investment in technology at green grass golf courses, as we've seen at probably similar businesses of the same size. And so we are, in one sense, a little behind in the golf industry in terms of the systems we're using, and maybe more importantly, the practices that we're instilling, right? A lot of people have heard the term garbage in, garbage out. You got to put good data into the system to get good data, actionable data, good decision, foundational data out of the system. So that's one part of it. But there's another half to that story, and that is that we have a ton of data in the golf industry. We're just not really good at using it. And the reason for that is we make everybody make a tee time. And so we know how far in advance they plan to book. We know the rate that they're willing to play. We know who purchased the vast majority of those tee time products. We have a lot of information on how our consumers are demanding our products, and also how we're supplying them, right? That's something that a retail shop or a restaurant generally doesn't have because of far fewer of their transactions are actually tied to customer profiles and have that same level of depth. And so this data is really going to be something that unlocks a lot of insights about our industry, and it's been withheld from the industry because there hasn't been a technical solution that can actually consolidate and make all of that data work together to present one cohesive story for the industry. And that's what we're after. So that's kind of one half of the equation. The other half of the equation is that AI's here. You probably have heard about it. I don't know. I've heard about it a couple times.
Yeah, once or twice.
But AI is trained on data. And I think what a lot of businesses are learning right now is that large language models are really cool and they can do amazing things, but if they don't have any context about your business, they can only go so far. And so we're really operating in this area where contextual proprietary business data is what takes the LLM to the next level and allows it to deliver on its promises to small businesses. And it just so happens that having a database all ready to go is kind of the table stakes to use those LLMs. And we're very excited about what that's going to mean for, our collective business here, as well as more importantly, for the whole industry in the future.
For a long time, I've kind of spoken to this as well, harkening back to some of my experiences in the cruise line industry and some of our firm's work in the gaming industry, where it's just like I said, this fusion of behavioral data as well as the ability to integrate other disparate points to create better ways to optimize yield management. It's a smart way to go, and it's exciting to see you guys in particular, who've always been impressive to us, as kind of getting it from both the tech side and the practical side. Any further thoughts on kind of immediate next steps and things that we can be look forward to seeing from you before we wrap things up?
Yeah, I would echo what Ross said, which is kind of taking inspiration also from other industries who may be a little bit further ahead of golf in terms of their technology stack and operating processes. So one that always comes to mind for me is the airline industry, who's I think pretty sophisticated. And I think what you see from the airline industry today is almost 100% online booking. It's almost a radical concept that you pick up the phone and call an agent to book your time. The reason is the technology works frictionlessly. You have a universal profile. They have deep loyalty capabilities with every single airline to get you to keep coming back. They know everything there is to know about you to make it easy to book and keep, drive up the lifetime value. So I think a lot of what we're trying to do is take inspiration and say, hey, what can we learn about the airline industry and their practices like prepay, various loyalty mechanisms, marketing, et cetera, that actually can drive the golf industry forward and taking inspiration there. So we're always, with the restaurant industry and many others who we can say, hey, why don't we bring some of those best practices into golf and help operators improve their business? So I think this partnership enables us to do that even more quickly.
No doubt. We've worked closely and deeply with the airline industry for the last 7 years, and you're absolutely right. Their ability to optimize yield management through information is something that we haven't really seen anywhere else, and it's great to see that really become a reality or begin to become more of a reality in the golf business. You talked about prepay and you talked about commitment, and I know one of the points that we made in our NGCOA Business Pulse report was just something that was very surprising to a lot of operators, and that was the willingness and the commonality with which our customers, both present and future, are willing to do that. And that obviously provides a lot more leverage and a lot more insight that I think you guys are very well positioned to bring forward. So in closing, I'm excited for you guys both professionally and personally. Great to have you both on the show and really looking forward to seeing how things evolve.
Appreciate it, John. Thanks so much.
Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Drivers.